Bava Basra Peg Bez Mishnah Tes. Machikin is an velois, ves akvorois. These are things that create a bad smell. And in the middle, they have to be in the surachik. They cause that type of damage. They have to be in the surachik from a shtot. Neveloys, kvorois, burski is a tannery. Has a very bad smell. Mino yircham yishimamo. Ein ois burski, elo lemizrach oye. You have ad kadei kach, a person who's a burski, has such a bad smell around him, that the Gemara in Chagig says you can't be elo leregel because you have to go together with Kaisel. You can't be around other people. So this is not a very desired profession, and the smell people don't want. And oisim burski al mizrach ha'ir means because of the way the wind blows. Ruach mizrochis is, you find in different places, Chazal, is a more miyushivdik, easterly wind, and memela, it's not going to bring the reyach into the city. Rebbe Kiva ha'imel l'chol ruach hu oisim, you're allowed to put a burski on whichever side of the ear, chutz mimarovo, except for the Mairuv side. Santa Maisa. The Gemara explains the Pshat, this Tanner, Reb Kiva, is that Be'etzim is not choshesh for the smell. Only klape tefilo, you shouldn't have that smell coming in the direction that everybody's faced tefilo, which is Mairuv. Kanir the Tanakam is choylik, he doesn't hold that's the cheshmin. Shechina b'chol mokim state. And it's only mitzad the hezek, and the hezek is b'chol ruach, except for the mizrach, which is not going to cause that damage. Umarche chamishimamo. The Mishnah adds that again. What does that mean? It's going on what Reb Kiva says. L'chol ruach hu oisa. The Mishnah is adding what that means according to Reb Kiva. You have to be marche chamishimamo. That's all it's damage. And my revision is not allowed to do b'chol eifin shu. That means Reb Kiva is not choylik on the achokas nezik. And Reb Kiva just adds another point that even with the achok of kamishim amo, something of the smell is still there. It's not covered at tvilo. So maybe you have to be marked more. It doesn't say what the shear is. Obviously, if it's 500 miles away, it's not going to get. So that's a good question, what that shear is. Mishnah Yud. Machikin es ha-mishra min ha-yorok. A mishra is in the lashon to soak. Was like a pool of water where they soaked things that needed to be cleaned. Let's say they took pishton that they caught, that they harvested, and they put it in this vat, and it could cause damage because it goes through the wall of the break of the pool. So he has to be machig that min hayorok ve'esa krishin. Krishin is like cabbage. Min ha-betzolim. The esa chadl. Chadl over here, chadl is the word for mustard. And he has to be machikit min advoirim. Reb Yosi mati b'chadl. Let's explain what this is about. Like we just said, the first few cases are pashut. We had before things that cause erosion, and the water seeps out, and it can cause damage to yerokas, to tzolim, to creation. Okay. Doesn't say in the Mishnah, by the way, how far to be machik. So the Gemara actually says that this Mishnah, Reb Yosi is mata all the cases. Mishra min ayora, creation min abtsolim, chadlum min advarim. Why? This is the shita of Reb Yosi. Ala nizik lachiz atzmoy. I'm planting b'terek shali. You're planting b'terek shalcha. There's no give delay. It's an eventual process. I'm allowed to be mishnamish b'terek shali. And if you want your thing not to have some type of eventual erosion, deterioration, you'll have to be marked. Why does Reb Yosi place his words by chadl and dvarim? There's an akuda here. By the way, what is chadl and dvarim? Chadl is mustard, like we said. The taste of mustard, obviously, is naturally sharp, spicy. Dvarim eat the chadl. They like the taste of chadl. Everybody always likes to eat from the other side. So the dvarim that produce sweet honey like to eat chadl. They like the taste, but then it goes into the honey. It destroys the honey. The honey, instead of becoming sweet, now has a sweet and spicy honey. That didn't go over well those days. So Memela, over here, by having chardon near where Yenna has a beehive, where the neighbor has a beehive, you're going to cause his bees to produce bad honey that's damaged. Jesus says, well, you're marking your beehive. I don't have to mark my chardon. The reason why he argues is that Jesus holds that even Lashit Sachacham that hold Allah Mazik Lachazatzmai, over here by chardon is different. So Gemara adds another taina that Reb Yosi says to Chacham, even l'shitos cho, Now, Allah Mazik Lahagas Atzmi, but over here, it's not my chadol that's actively destroying your beehive. Your bees are eating from my chadol. Loshna Gemara Ad, Shato Emily Hachik Min Chad Es Chadolechum Na Dvoim Shali. I could tell you, Ani Emilicho Hachik Atos Dvorechum Na Chadol Shali, Shem Bois Vaychus Es Pirche Chadol. They're coming to eat by me. So it's called my Maisa Mazik. Even if it would be giri delay, oh, I'm sorry, even according to Chacham, you don't need giri delay and the mazik has to be marking himself. But over here, lemaisa, the mazik is, the fellow who's calling himself the nizik, the baal ha-dvarim, is really the mazik. He's the one who's doing the maisa. So if anything, he has to move away. Now, it is true that the cases of Mishra and Kreshim and Abitzolin, it makes sense to be marking three tvachim. It's no worse than the boyrus that we had in the beginning of the parak where Rabbi Yossi is moida, according to some shittas, and he holds that that's a giri delay. So over here also, we're talking about further, and on that the chachamim would hold the lamaisa lamazik lagazatzma, and on that Rabbi Yossi is matter. So that's what the Mishnah Cheshbon is at over here, dafke in the chadol. The Mishnah brings the machlokes.